This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Singer, songwriter, musician Gregory Allen Isakoff is in town for a concert tonight. He was also in Bella Vista last night.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
He was at the Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista, opened for Three Penny Acre as part of Artisphere, their smaller concerts, concerts in smaller venues, mm-hmm. I should say. And it was a good time. It was really cool. I'd been to the chapel before, basically for weddings. And so to be in there for something that was just music was great. It was really pretty. It was nice and green and sunshiny. And the music was good. Sad it wasn't a little longer.
Mm. But not quite long enough for you?
Well, it was only like an hour 20.
Mm.
Yeah. So between the two bands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, folks have a chance to see him again tonight.
Mm-hmm. At George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville.
Well, yesterday, just after Gregory Allen Isakoff arrived in Northwest Arkansas, and a few hours before last night's concert, I talked to him briefly about his new CD to be released in early July. What you're hearing right now is the one song that's been released early. It's titled St. Valentine. Cigarettes and never came home. And I swallowed the sun, screamed and wailed. Straight down to the dirt so I could find her trail. Spread out across the great divide. The CD is titled The Weatherman. A bit more about that choice of a title in a bit. And Gregory Allen Isakoff sequestered himself in a studio in the small Colorado mountain town of Nederland and used mostly analog equipment to capture the 13 songs. He calls the process pretty organic.
It took about a year, but, you know, that's kind of like in between tours. And it feels really good to be finished.
He says the original idea he had for his third full-length CD changed over the 12 months or so he was putting it together.
It did, you know. I actually wrote a whole other record. I recorded a whole other record before The Weatherman, and I was working on it. It was songs that were quite old, at least three, you know, some of them are 3 years old. But I was writing a lot, and so I kind of just wanted to keep going with the new songs, and so I sort of let the old record go. We still might release it later, but it just felt right to kind of just work towards all the new stuff that was happening.
A basic analog approach to a record put together in a very primary recording style can lead to comparisons with another record completed in similar fashion, Bruce Springsteen's Spare Nebraska. Isakoff accepts that comparison, saying Nebraska is one of his favorite recordings. The one song released so far indicates more instrumentation than heard on Nebraska, but Gregory says it's fair to call his next record stripped down.
Yes, the record's very stripped down. We did record a lot of musicians on it, and a lot of them, you know, some of them are just me and just the trio band that I play with now, and a lot of them I play drums on and organs and stuff, but just, you know, a real little bit amount.
Last night he played an acoustic set inside the Mildred B. Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista, a serene venue created by Faye Jones. Tonight he's on stage at George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street, an entirely different affair. He says he and his bandmates can be influenced by where they're playing when creating an evening's playlist.
We never figure that out until we get there. And sometimes we don't even decide that even then. I think every room has a sort of different vibe to it. So you're always trying to play the room because that's like your big instrument, really. So, you know, some things won't work in a certain room and some things will. You know, tonight we're playing like an acoustic show in a church. I think there's like maybe one like omnidirectional mic that we all share. And so some songs work better than others in that situation. You were a phonograph. I was a kid. I sat with an ear close just listening. Was there when the rain tapped away down your face? You were a mirror.
That's Big Black Car from his 2009 CD, This Empty Northern Hemisphere. His third CD will be released July 9th and carries the title The Weatherman. He says he picked that title because he's fascinated by the role of the weatherman in contemporary society.
You know, it's sort of like this modern day fortune teller, you know? It's like this, you know, there's this guy that tells us the future, you know, every day, and like, no one really cares, you know? So it has this kind of magical element to it for me. It's kind of like a powerful image for me. But it's this very mundane, you know, I kind of always see a TV playing in a trailer or something like that, you know, and the weather's on or something. And no one cares, but really it's like this amazing, you know, mystery.
Singer, songwriter, and musician Gregory Alan Isakoff will perform tonight at George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Lizzie Lehman will open that show. I talked with Gregory yesterday just after he'd arrived in Northwest Arkansas. You can learn more at GregoryAlanIsakoff.com.
Carnival, we watch them go round and round. All we knew of home was just a sunset and some clowns. Oh, well, you were a magazine, I was a plain Jane, just walking a sidewalk.